Welcome to the program today. My name is Keith Smith. I'm an instructor at Calvary Chapel Bible Ministry School. And all this week, Pastor Brian is presenting a message called Preparing for Battle from Joshua chapter 1, verses 10 through 18. So we pick up where Pastor Brian left off last time. And now, Pastor Brian Parrish from the pulpit of Calvary Chapel, La Mirada.
Now, the third area for God's delay, if you turn over to Joshua chapter 3, is a spiritual reason on our behalf. Again, as Joshua's message in chapter 1, it probably also relates to this time period here in chapter 3. And I want you to just look at one verse in chapter 3, verse 5. It says, "And Joshua said to the people, sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you." One of the reasons God delays His work, again, it's delay in our eyes, but it's God's perfect timing, is He wants to have us, the people that He wants to work through, to get ready for that work, to sanctify ourselves, to set our lives apart for what He wants to accomplish. And that determines who's going to participate in the blessings that God has. Those that set themselves apart for His purposes, what He's about to do. And I do believe that that's exactly what the Lord is saying to us right now. He has great blessing for us to come into this land that He's given to us, and the potential of the future, what God could do through this ministry with that property, and with this property down in Mexico, is tremendous. So the impact that we could have to further God's kingdom, and the damage and destruction that we could do to Satan's kingdom and his forces. So the Lord would say to us as a church, get ready. Sanctify yourself. Be on the alert. Put on the full armor of God. Because we're moving forward. And the bottom line is, those that have a heart that's set apart, that's ready, they will move forward in the blessings of God. Others will be left behind. I want you to see something in the last part of that verse, verse 11 of chapter 1. I believe it's important for us to understand this in this aspect of being spiritually ready. He says, within 3 days you'll cross over this Jordan. Now look at the way it's described. To go in to possess the land which the Lord your God is giving you to possess. Well, was it their land or not? It says God's giving, He is giving this to you. It was their land back when God promised it to Abraham in Genesis chapter 12. God gave this land to the nation of Israel, I believe, as an unconditional promise to them as a nation. Now God says, I'm giving it to you in the present tense. Now what's happening? Is it theirs or not? Well, what we need to understand, first focusing on Israel, the land belongs to them because the God of the universe says, it's yours. I've given it to your fathers and to your seed forever. But in order for Israel to be in the land and possess it and to enjoy the blessings, that part was conditional. They had to walk in obedience. They had to go in and drive out the enemy. They had, once they got in the land, they had to walk in obedience to the commands of God. And the only way for them to stay in that territory was for them to keep themselves in obedience, set apart for God's purposes, so they could come into the fullness of what God wanted to do through the nation of Israel in that territory. Christianity is very similar. God makes promises in His Word right here. But not every believer experiences the fullness of those promises to the same degree. What's the difference? Are these promises ours or not? Yes, they are. But some of them have to be fought for. Some of them have to be prayed over. Some of them you have to go in and fight and battle. And the enemy wants to try and keep us from those promises. And there's spiritual warfare that's going on. And that's why you have believers at all different levels of their walk with Jesus Christ and experiencing the fullness or not experience it is determined a lot on our determination and our obedience and our setting ourselves apart for God and His purposes. So here's what you need to know. I believe I could state this by faith. God as a church is moving us forward. God with Joshua and his troop is moving them into the lands. Now, if you want to participate in the fullness of what God wants to do, that's up to you. God's given it to us. But not everyone in the congregation will experience the fullness of what the Lord has for us. It's because you're not going to go in and fight. You're not going to go in and labor. You may be distracted from things of this world. You may be out of harmony with this body. God moves us forward and you get left behind. That's why you need to get ready. You need to be on the alert because God's about to do something. And when God's about to do something, He always speaks to His people first to get ready for it. Get ready because you have to go in and possess. There's going to be battles. There's going to be obstacles in the way. There's no doubt in my mind from the day that we stand here right now to the day that we go and occupy that territory, to the day that God fulfills the purposes, not everyone's going to enjoy the fullness of that. And some of it is, some will disqualify themselves for the work of the ministry. Others will be deceived by the work of the devil. Lots of things could happen. God's given it to us. Are you going to experience the blessing? That part is left to you. God's going to let you make the choice. And so we'd say to this congregation, as we'd say to these people thousands of years ago, sanctify yourself, set you apart, because God's about to work. Because we know that the enemy has not fell asleep, has he? He hasn't taken a vacation, and he surely does not want this church to move forward. He can't stop this church, but he may be able to stop individuals in this church from going to possess all that God has for us. And how do you guard against that? Don't focus too much on the enemy. Set yourself apart for God's purposes. And you'll find the strength and the power and the wisdom, everything that you need to go in to occupy all that God has for us. I want to give you a New Testament scripture that tries to captivate this balance between trusting in God's power and then we doing what we're supposed to be doing, we laboring to the point that God's given us. Look with me at 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 10 of 1 Corinthians 15. Paul speaks about being an apostle, but then he says, "But by the grace of God, I am what I am." As that great theologian Popeye said, "I am's what I am's." It says, "And his grace toward me was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God that was with me." So Paul says he labored more than all the other apostles. And the reason he is what he is at that point in his ministry is because of the grace of God, but also because he labored more than any other. But then he's quickly to say, but it was the grace of God. And really, that's the balance that we need to realize in our walk with Jesus Christ. Whatever happens, we contribute to the grace of God. But it's not apart from our will and our exerting ourselves and pressing into all that God has for us. Because there's a battle and there's opposition that would come against us. That's why we need endurance, as the Bible would say. There's many who want to go halfway down the road. It gets hard and they quit. They drop off. Because of the battles. Others are distracted from the way. Others don't realize. They say, oh, it's just going to kind of happen. It's not just going to kind of happen in your life. There needs to be a determination to say, I'm pressing forward. God has this for me, and I'm not going to take no for an answer. I'm going to pray. I'm going to fast. I'm going to labor. I'm going to have the full armor of God on, but I'm going to receive all that God has promised to me and is now giving me in my life. And that takes you laboring through the power and the grace that God supplies. There's you working with the grace of God. And in the end result, as we say, well, to God be the glory. We don't take any of the credit. Isn't that what Paul said to the Philippians? It's God who works in us both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Therefore, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. See that combination? It's always there. God promised years back, this land belongs to you. Now he says, I'm giving it to you. Go in and fight and take it over. That is, I believe, Christianity in a nutshell. If you're sitting back waiting for, you know, heaven to open up, and all these blessings to come, it's not going to come apart from you exerting yourself, putting labor and effort towards the things that God...